It's your podcast, it's your day, and it's your chance. Podium.me.
Ginger Nut.
Carrot Top.
BFG, I was called Big Fat Ginger.
This boy, like, genuinely, he generally wouldn't even touch my hand. He's like, oh no, I'll get gingivitis.
Gene Mutation.
When I was doing karate and kickboxing, I got called Ginger Ninja. It was appropriate, I guess.
Some senior girls, they mentioned something about GP, which turned out to mean ginger pubes.
Wannabe albino.
Ranga, which is an Australian one.
And my personal favourite, fire crotch. Just a few of the insults slash terms of endearment hurled at the red-headed community on a daily basis. My name is Sarah, and I am unashamedly, unabashedly, some say increasingly, ginger. I'm a third-year student at the University of Exeter studying English. We study everything from the Black Civil Rights Movement to third-wave feminism, but the Ginger Revolution is yet to pop up on the old module's selection. In my free time, I enjoy drawing, attention to my lack of tan, joining the dots on my freckled forearms, and doing a little bit of stand-up comedy. I like to keep myself busy. If you want something doing, of course, ask a busy person. That's why, together with Prince Harry, very busy chap, I am launching the Ginger Revolution. I don't want to brag, but I'm basically the Joan of Arc of gingers, so what do I hope to achieve? 98% of the population sit there asking. Well, the 98% of you sitting there listening to this podcast, the 2% of us know, of course. We want it all. The right to be special whilst also being equal. We say no to insults, no to mockery, no to kick a ginger day. We embrace each other, while simultaneously asking our cruel, cruel world to embrace us, as complex humans, to see us not as soulless, short-tempered suckers, but as superior beings. Of course, one woman and one man, even if that man is Prince Harry, cannot spark a revolution. We need all the help we can get. Meet some of my comrades.
I'm Alex, I'm 20 from Scotland, I'm ginger and I am proud.
My name is Rosie, I'm 23 years old.
My name is George from Marlow and I'm proud to be ginger.
We're like a proud bunch of people, the thing is, like, I don't really know how to put it, but like, yeah, if you're ginger, you're proud of it, usually.
Up until I was 16, I got quite a bit of flack as a result of it. You know, it was just petty name-calling for the most part, or if you had an argument with someone, the ending of that argument would always be a reference to my hair. It was such a weird, petty thing.
I was out shopping with my mate not that long ago, and we're going up the escalator in a Primark, and these three lads, you know, they're about, you know, late teens, early 20s, and they still think it's hilarious to shout ginger at you, like, in the middle of a shop. This is probably the biggest thing to tackle. So much as the bullying, because the bullying is mainly, you know, prescribed to the younger kids. It's the people view it, it's like, oh, you know, I can understand going out with ginger, but like, I couldn't do it myself. Or, you know, I was out clubbing one time and I genuinely overheard a boy say, oh, you know, she's fit, but I couldn't get out with her because she's ginger. Like, it's just kind of like, that doesn't make sense. Like, if you think someone's like, it's just this idea, you can't be with a ginger because it's not attractive. And the more you get older, the more you have people telling you how much they love it, and, you know, boys admitting that, okay, you know, I do really like it, but there's still, like, a lot of, like, you can still get a lot of crap for it, and particularly boys, like, if you're a ginger and a boy, you just get such a hard time, and it's just not pleasant.
I'm covered in freckles and ginger, I've got a very red face from sunburn. It's not very attractive, to be honest. To be honest, I've actually never been that confident because, this sounds a bit stupid, but a lot of the bullying from when I was younger, it's kind of knocked my confidence a bit, so I'm never really the one to actually make a move.
There's not a lot of people that are redheads, so I suppose it's easy to feel, I don't know, I don't want to say ostracized because that sounds way too intense, but maybe that is how some people feel, you know, I really don't know. It's definitely not an issue once you clear sort of 20. I'm going to say even younger, but yeah, maybe 20 is safe. I think that when you're younger, you get teased about everything, and being redhead just fits into that.
Today, anyway, I'm kind of glad I wasn't a young teenager with the whole selfie revolution a constant social media thing, but it's this constant battling to be someone you're not, and making yourself out to be the best possible version of yourself that you can be, or of someone else. So yeah, I think not being the norm now is probably even more difficult.
During fifth and sixth form, so that's like second and third to last years of school, I was putting blonde through my hair, but that didn't disguise the fact that I had ginger hair. Like, I was never blonde.
As a kid, I was distraught when people used to tease me. I kept searching on the internet, why do people hate gingers? And I kind of just came to the conclusion that people only tease you, when you're at a very young age, because it's just immaturity, and people will, no matter what age, they will always try and find a weakness in you, try to exploit that. And if you look any different to them, if you stand out from the crowd, people will always target you.
So for the dull-haired, olive-skinned amongst you, that's what it's like to be ginger, to be lacking in melanin, but not in personality. But it's not all bad. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, a glistening orange, amber, copper, whatever you want to call it apart from strawberry blonde, light. Things get better for us.
Maybe it's that I've just really grown into myself and gotten even more confidence in that sort of arena. I've got no idea, but I definitely think where I used to see it as something that brought me down, although I don't think it ever really did, I now it's such an asset.
I love my hair. I love the colour it is. I think, it's beautiful, it stands out, and I couldn't change it, because a lot of what I am now is because of my hair, because the way my personality is shaped is because of people bullying it, or because they've said they really liked it. Like, a lot of my self-esteem is based off it in a way. Like, I am very proud and I love my hair. And, I wouldn't have it any other way, but, it has been, previously, it has been, like, quite detrimental to, like, my health and the way I thought about myself and the way I viewed myself, because, I used to think I was incredibly ugly, and now I don't. Now I'm like, no, actually, I'm quite all right, thanks.
Oh, so I'm not actually on Tinder, but a lot of my friends are. But they all say that a lot of boys in their blurbs or whatever, like, about themselves on Tinder, write that they specify being interested in redhead women. And I think that's quite a old school thing, really, isn't it? Because redheads are sort of portrayed as like a vixen-y type thing, but I think it's just, getting older and everyone starting to want different sort of people,
So the ginger revolution will soon be upon us. The ginger gathering is coming, albeit to Plymouth, but it's on its way. And if we can't create a ginger army to take over the world, then we can at least lobby the government for tax-free sun cream. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Goff. Thanks to my ginger comrades, Alex, Rosie and George. And if you want to hear more podcasts or get involved yourself, check out our website, www.podium.me. And remember, hate is going to hate. Ginger's going to mutate.